We'll look in the book of Genesis this evening. Trust that everybody had a wonderful 4th of July and that just had a chance maybe to get with family and friends and enjoy fireworks or whatever it was that however you chose to celebrate 4th of July. And I'm thankful for our country. Thankful for our nation. Amen. I'm sure glad to be in America, born in this country. Amen. I'm glad to be a citizen of this country. Amen. And you think of all the places in the world where you could have been born. Think of all the places in the world where you could have ended up. And God saw fit to bring you to America and let you be born and raised in America. Saw a picture in the paper of people that were going through the citizenship ceremony yesterday, and a number of different people that was becoming a citizen of this country. And, you know, I'm sure they realize, many of them coming from other nations and other countries, maybe they don't enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy here. And they probably realize even better than we do how good, how wonderful and great we have it here. And I'm thankful. I am so thankful. And you go to almost any other country, and on every street corner, there's soldiers with machine guns, and there's army vehicles all over the streets, and it's you can just sense the danger. And, but I'm glad to be in America, right? In this country, amen, where we can have freedom. You say, well, that's pretty dangerous. Pretty dangerous, yeah, it is. But nothing like what it is in other parts of the world today. So I'm glad to be in America. Amen. Book of Genesis chapter 28. We're going to read to you a number of verses here tonight from the book of Genesis chapter 28. And there's just a number of things I wanted to talk about from these verses. But I want to talk to you about hard places. The hard places. Verse 10 is where we'll begin reading. Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. He lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set upon the earth, and the top of it reached to the heaven. Behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. And the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep. He said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. He was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place. This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heavens. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it up for a pillar, poured oil upon the top of it, and he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God, and this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Amen. There's so much to talk about right here, but in these verses. But if you let me, I want to talk about hard places, because we all go through hard places, hard times, difficult times. And every one of us know what it is to be in a hard place. And sometimes, I think, Sister Tricia made mention of it. Sometimes you may be going through a hard place, but sometimes maybe things are going well for you, and you don't realize that others are going through a hard place in their life. Hard times. When I talk about hard times, I'm not just talking about times when you don't have enough money. I'm not, you know, many times we refer to hard times. That's, you know, you're on hard times and you don't have enough money. I'm not talking about just that. That can be part of the hard times that you experience in your life. But there's difficult situations in our life. There's always those times in our life when it seems like things are hard. When it seems like, have you heard somebody say, well, he's had a hard life, or she's had a hard life. She's had a hard way to go. There's times that people go through very difficult things in their life, and you don't understand, you can't reason why, but all that you know is that they're experiencing a hard time. If you're not in one now, you've probably been in a hard time. If you're not in one now, you'll probably be going into a hard time, because every one of us experience hard times in our life. And I think when you look at Jacob's life, Jacob starting out, and I know he was a deceiver. I know that what he had done before he got to this point. But still yet, God's hand was upon his life. And when we read here, I think he comes to a very hard time in his life. He's left home. He's left family. He's left everything that he had, everything that he was comfortable with, all of his comfort zone. He's kind of left it behind. Now he's out on his own, fearful for his life. And he's out on his own on this first night away. He settles in this place here called Luz, a place that was called Luz. And he settles on a very hard night's sleep. Very difficult night's sleep. I want you to first notice that when you come into the hard places of your life, they are usually the solitary places of your life. Hard places are those places of loneliness and solitary, where you are all feel like, whether you are or not, whether you feel like it, you feel like you are all by yourself. You feel like you're all by yourself because many times when you're going through something in your life, you're the only one that really knows exactly what you're going through. Nobody else really understands, and nobody else can really grasp what it is that you're facing in your life. Maybe it's a solitary place or a lonely place in your life because nobody else knows about it. Not that you may be lonely or out somewhere in the middle of nowhere, but maybe you could be sitting in a crowd of people. You could be in a church house full of people and still be all alone because nobody knows what it is that you're going through. Nobody knows the feelings that you have. Nobody knows your emotions. Nobody knows the thoughts that go through your mind. Nobody knows the fears that you have in your life. And so it seems to be a very lonely place for you. A very lonely place, a place of solitary, where you come and where it seems like nobody understands. Seems like nobody, maybe other people are going through hard places or going through hard things, but nobody understands exactly what it is that you're going through. Try to find somebody to relate to what it is you're going through. Try to get to, you know, find somebody that's been through the same situation that you've been through. Sometimes there's not anybody around that you can find, and it makes you feel awfully lonely. When we find Jacob, we find him all alone. He's in a place where he is a stranger. He is alone. He has left his family. He is all by himself. And he's settling down for a cold night's sleep. He's going to make what Louis L'Amour calls a cold camp. And he's going to settle down here for a long night all by himself. Let me tell you what. Sometimes when you get into the hard places of life, you feel like nobody knows anything about it. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. I'm all by myself. Nobody understands. Nobody realizes what I'm going through. Nobody really cares about me. Nobody's concerned about all that I'm going through. And if you're not careful, you can get yourself in a big old pity party right there. Amen. But that's where Jacob was. He was in the solitary place. And that's where many times we find it when we go into the hard place of our life, we find it very lonely. Very lonely. Not only was it a solitary place, but it was a dark place. Dark place because we find that Jacob, when he got here, that the sun was beginning to set. It was dark. He was probably trying to make himself a little bit of a camp in the dark, fumbling around in the dark, trying to get himself a place to sleep before the last rays of light was gone. Probably trying to make himself just a little place of comfort when the sun is setting. And it seems like when we are going in our life, in a hard place of our life, it seems to be very dark times in our life as well. Dark times. Have you ever been out in the middle of nowhere in the dark? In the dark. Man, I don't know if you've ever been to Southern Ohio Campground. Let me give you directions real quickly, Southern Ohio Campground. You take the interstate down to the state highway. Get off onto the four-lane state highway. Take the four-lane state highway down until you get off onto the two-lane state route road. You take that down until you get off onto the one-lane paved road. You take the one-lane paved road, and you take that down until you find the gravel road, and you get off on the gravel road. And you take that gravel road back until it comes down to a dead end. And when the dead gravel road gets down to a dead end, look over to a bunch of trees. There you'll find a dirt road. Take the dirt road back through those trees. Get to the end of that dirt road, and there you'll look around, and you'll see a mule tied to a tree with a little path on it. Put everything on the back of a mule. I'm joking about the mule. Don't look at me like that. You take that dirt road back to the camp, and it's way out in the middle of nowhere. In the middle of nowhere, and that's really the truth. That is really true. Nowhere. I mean, it is dark out there. And I can remember one time we was coming back, and I had a young man with me. Was coming back from the camp, and we was out on those dark roads. And just as we pulled onto the campground, my gas light came on. Yeah, ding. So we thought, well, we'll get back. We'll get it back. We got enough time. We'll get back into town and get gas. Only thing was, it was so dark on the way back. And I missed my road somewhere. Somewhere I missed my road. Man, we were going all back down through there. Finally, we found a gas station that looked like you'd find maybe in an old movie somewhere with a sign swinging in the breeze. Cobwebs, you know, the door hanging on one hinge. And man, the gas pump all broken down. That's the gas station we found. They didn't have gas. So we were so lost. So lost. The reason why we got lost was because of the darkness. Sometimes when you're in the hard places of your life, and then you get in the, you're hung up, I can tell. I've never got found. I'm still lost out there somewhere. Amen. You pray that the Lord brings us home. But they are the dark places of your life. When you're going through the hard times of your life and there's darkness all around, amen, you don't seem to find no way out. Seems like there's no way out of the hard times of your life. Lord, if I could just see my way clear. Lord, if I could just see. Give me some kind of a light. Give me some direction. Give me something, Lord God, to show me which way I need to go. You know, I think sometimes, you know, when we get into the hard places of our life, we lose direction. We lose direction because of the darkness that prevails around us, because we're going through a dark time in our life. And if you're not careful, we can lose direction and not know, Lord, I don't know where to turn. I don't know where to go. Man, isn't it good to know that you can always go to the Lord and you always turn to Him in the hard times, in the hard places of your life? Man, not only was there dark places, but the Bible tells us that they were hard places. Man, the guy laid down and used a stone for a pillow. That is not comfortable. This is not Holiday Inn. This is not Comfort Inn. This is not Adams Mark. No. This is not even Super 8. It don't even get down to, you know, Quality Inn. It don't get down to, I mean, this is not even Econo Lodge. This here Tombow Debt didn't leave a light on. This is a dark place. This is a hard place. This is not known to be comfortable. And when you're going through the hard places of your life, it is not easy. He laid him down to a hard, night's sleep. He laid himself down in a very hard place. And when you're in the hard place of life, then it is not comfortable. It is not easy. It is not nice. It is very unpleasant to be in the hard places of your life. But we all know what it is to go through the hard places of our life and to be there. Jacob finds himself in a very hard place, difficult place. But I want you to notice something else. Because even in, though he was in a lonely place, in a solitary place, and even though he was in a dark place, and even though he was in a hard place, he found a place of peace. Because the Bible tells us that he went to sleep and he dreamed. Somehow in the midst of being lonely, somehow in the midst of darkness and the fear that comes with darkness, we're not having direction and not knowing where you're at, and in the hard place, in the difficult time of his life, yet somehow in this place in his life, he could still find peace. It's amazing, but in the hard place of your life, amen, you can still find a place of peace in your life. Amen, you don't have to toss and turn. Amen, you don't have to worry and fret. But you can know the peace of God in your life and in your heart. Amen, you can experience the peace of God. He found enough peace that he could drift off in enough of a peaceful sleep that he could begin to dream. Have a dream. Let me tell you, when you're going through the hard places, you can have peace in your life. You can find a place of peace. You say, Brother Brim, when I lay down, it seems like all the weight of all my problems just kind of lay down on my chest and push me into the bed. It seems like it just about smothers me when I lay down at night and I can't sleep and I toss and turn and I've even got to take something to help me sleep. Let me tell you need to find that place of peace in the hard times of your life. You need to find the peace of God in your life. You need to get up and find a place of prayer so you can call out on God and let God's peace be in your life during the hard times of your life, during the difficult times. Know the peace of God. Know the peace of God. Jacob, even though he didn't know where he was, even though he was all by himself, even though it was not probably comfortable, he could still drift off into the peaceful sleep and find a place of peace. And that's what you need to find in the hard times of your life, is a place of peace. Let me tell you, the place of peace is not on the counselor's couch. The place of peace that you're going to find, amen, is not in the bottom of a drug bottle. The place of peace that you're going to find, amen, you'll find it in the presence of an almighty God. Amen, when you find it, you're going to find yourself into the place, and the place where God can speak to your heart and work in your life. Amen, not only was this a peaceful place, but this was a providential place. I believe that God determined to meet with Jacob right here. This place became a holy place. Not just from this time, but on into the future. Many years, they would all look to the place of Bethel. They would all go back to the place of Bethel. It began to be the place of providence. He was right where God meant for him to be. This was the designed meeting place of God. God chose this place to meet with Jacob in the hard place of his life. If we can realize when we're going through the hard times of our life, amen, maybe it's God putting us right where he wants us so he can meet with us. I know it's not pleasant. I know it's not comfortable. But it's the place where God wants to work in our life. It's the providential place of God. I believe in the divine providence of God. And I believe the situations that we go through in our life is God bringing us right to the point where he can work in our life. Amen. Before we ever get to the other places in God, amen, you're going to have to pass through some hard places. You're going to have to go through some troubling times in your life. I'm going to have to go through some difficult times. But this was a place that I believe God meant to meet with him. You know what? When all of you, when you look at your life, and when you look at all the things that, all the weaving and all of the details that go into your life, amen, it's God working a plan in your life. It's not by accident. It's not by accident that you find yourself where you're at, but in the hard places of your life, you can still meet with God. It is the providence of God. It is the design of God. It is His purpose. It is His plan for you to be right where you're at right now. You mean it's God's purpose for me to be in the hard place of my life? Yes, it is, because God wants to meet with you. Amen. It was a place of peace. It was a providential place. Amen. But this became a promised place. Promised place. Because if you read this, God said, the place where you're laying, the very place that you're laying on, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give it to you. The very place that you're laying on, you're going to own it. It's going to become your land. Your seed and all of your children are going to occupy this land. The place that you've been afraid of, the place of darkness, the place where you were alone and did not know anything. But God says, amen, I'm going to give you victory over this place in your life. And this place is going to be the promise that I'm going to give to you. Amen. God is getting ready to do a work in your life. Amen. God was getting ready to do something for Jacob. God was getting ready to bless him. God was making a promise to him. But it happens in those dark times and hard times. Sometimes we miss out on the promises of God. If we'd miss out on the promises of God if we were never allowed to go through the hard places of our life. We would miss out on God's greatest blessings to us if we did not, were not allowed to go through the hard times and the hard places. Man, now you look back, and now because of what you've gone through in the past, because of the things that you've gone through, you've been blessed. Now you look back and you say, God, it was your hand. It was your mercy. It was your grace, God. It was your goodness. It was you that brought us through it, Lord. And you were there all the time. You were there all the time. Hallelujah. Amen. When you look at this place that Jacob was in, it was the promised place of God. God met with him there. Because while he's there, you have the Jacob, what we call Jacob's ladder, stairway to heaven, angels ascending and descending, God standing at the top of that staircase, amen, looking down upon Jacob. Amen. You can just, whatever you want to believe about the angels ascending and descending. But let me tell you this, I believe that God was letting Jacob know, amen, that heaven is involved in your life. Amen. And even though you may feel like you're all by yourself and all alone, and you're in a hard place, amen, you're not out of sight of God. You're not out of touch of heaven. And God is sending down, and God is reaching down. Amen. And God is there, and God is working in your life, even in the dark places, even in the hard places. God is still working. God is still involved. Amen. God is not isolated. God is not separated. But God is still there reaching down to us. Amen. I believe the stairway to heaven showed God's involvement in Jacob's life. Amen. That all of heaven was at his disposal. Amen. That God was aware of what was going on in his life. He's in a hard place, but God's there. He's in a hard place, but God's aware. He's in a hard place, but God knows all about it. And God is still working. The hard place. This hard place becomes a place of God's presence. Remember what I read there about Jacob when he came, when he woke up? When he woke up, what did he say? Behold, this is the gate of heaven. The Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. The Lord is here in this hard place. In this difficult time, the Lord is here in this place. The Lord, you know, sometimes we don't realize it when we're going through the hard place of our life, but God is there. around in the difficult time of your life, in the hard place of your life. Amen. Look around and you'll find, amen, when there's only one set of footprints, God was there. Amen. When you were all alone, God was there. Amen. When you felt like you were in darkness, God was there. In the hard place, God was there. I believe you can honestly say, I knew it not. I knew it not, but God was right there in the dark place of my life. In the hard places. Man, when it seemed like it was the hardest day of my life. When it seemed like it was the darkest day of my life. When I felt like I was the loneliest I'd ever been. God was there, and I knew it not. God was there. It's a place of His presence. It's a place of His presence. He said, God was here. God was here and I knew it not. Hallelujah. Jacob woke up and said, this is the gate of heaven. This is the very gate of heaven. Let me tell you, you know what he was saying? This is as close to heaven as I've ever been. I'm right here at the gate of heaven. It's hard to get any closer to the gate, wouldn't you think? This is the gate of heaven. I mean, I've come close to heaven. Understand what I'm saying here, but when you thought your life was a living hell, amen, to the hard places, you were at the gate of heaven, and you didn't even realize it. When you thought your life was miserable, amen, you were so close to heaven. Amen. He says, Lord, in the hardest time of my life, in the hardest place of my life, and here I was so close to heaven. Yes. You don't realize sometimes, amen, just how close to God we are. Right. In this place of His presence. Yeah. And not only was it the place of His presence, but it was a place of memorial for Him. It's a place of memorial for Him because now Jacob looks at it and he rises up. He takes that pillow of stone and he brings him up, stacks him up, anoints him with oil, and he makes it a place of memorial. He remembers. He said, I'm never going to forget this place. I'm never going to forget what God did to me here. I'm not never going to forget what I heard from God here. I'm not going to forget what God did for me in the hard place of my life. In the hard time of my life, I'm not going to forget what God's done for me. Amen. He realized, you know what? God's done something here. Sometimes we don't realize it, but when we're going through the hard places of our life, that's when God's doing His greatest work in our life. Amen. And it's a place that you'll always look back to and say, God was with me. God helped me. God delivered me. God healed me. God touched me. God provided for me. God did it for me in the hard place of my life, in the tough times of my life, in the difficult time of my life, God touched me. Very few times do we look back and point out times of prosperity in our life and say, wow, that was great. But you know what we do? We look back at times when we didn't have anything and God came through. Very few times we look back at the times when we were in good health and say, wow, that was real living, man. But no, we look back and we look back to the times when we were sick in our body, times when we were weak, and we look at the times that God touched us and said, oh, God was with me in the hard place. We look back in the dark times of our family and the difficult times of our family and we say, God was with us in my hard place. God was with me. And we make it a memorial that God is with us. Amen. Hallelujah. Finally, and you can say it with me, finally, how many more places can he have? Finally, it was a place of commitment. Place of commitment on Jacob. Because Jacob said, Lord, if you'll bless me and if you'll be with me, God, I'll live for you and I'll serve you. He made a pact with God and a commitment with God, an agreement with God. Said, Lord, if you bless me and if you go with me, and if you will keep me, and if you will give me bread to eat and raiment to cover me, to put on, so that I come again to my Father's house, then thou shalt be my God. He made a commitment to the Lord. And he said, this stone, I'm going to have to get my glasses on, this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give a tenth unto thee. He's making a promise to God and a commitment to God. Lord, if you keep your word to me like you said you would, then God, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to call you my God and you're my Lord, and I'll serve you. Man, let me tell you, God's been so good to us. He's brought you out of the hard times. Don't forget the commitment that you made to him. Because there's many times when we're going through the difficult times and the hard times of our life, we say, Lord, if you'll heal me, if you'll heal my child, if you'll work with my child, I'll do this. I'll live for you. I'll do this. I'll be faithful. I'll obey you, God. I'll serve you. I'll live by your word. And man, we make commitments to God. There's times that we made steps of sanctification at times like that. Say, Lord, if you work for me here, I'll give it up. I'll quit that. I won't do that. And then yet when things get better, we get over it. And we move on and we continue to do the things we made a promise to God. And man, you might need to revisit your commitment again. It's a place of commitment. When you see that God's with you in the hard times, you can say, God, you've been faithful to me. I'm going to be faithful to you. Lord, you brought me out. I'm going to stay with you and I'm going to serve you all the days of my life. Amen. Amen. Make a commitment to God. Sometimes in the hard places of our life, we don't feel like it's a place to make a commitment. We don't feel like it's a place to make a commitment. Oh, that's sometimes the best time to make a commitment to God, is when you're in those hard places. Make a promise to him. God's going to bring you out. Amen. God's going to bring you out. Praise God. Would you stand with me tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a wonderful story about what we call Jacob's ladder. What a wonderful story, but we think of angels, bright shining angels. Probably when you picture it in your mind, you picture a golden staircase reaching up into heaven. Man, we see a golden staircase with shining angels making their way up and down as that golden staircase reaches into the clouds. We think of it as a glorious moment. Let me tell you, it happened in the hard times. That's when it happens. And some of the most glorious moments that you'll ever have in the Lord is when you're going through the hard times. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's bow our heads tonight. Dear Jesus, God, I ask you, Lord God, to help us. Help us, Lord God, to deal with the hard times of our life. Help us, Lord Jesus. Lord God, to look at those difficult times in our life when we feel like we're all alone, no one cares. We feel like darkness is all around us and we have no direction. We don't even know where we're at. Don't know where to go. Don't know where to turn. It's the hard place. God, I pray, Lord Jesus, let those hard places, God, become a place of your presence. Let it become a place of your presence, Lord. A place of your promise. God, I ask in your name. Let somebody see, Lord Jesus, God, the very providence of God right now. I ask it in your name, Lord. We give you praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Church, let's come to the altar tonight and let's ask God to help us in the hard place. Hallelujah.